I'm not sure what I was on the trip, Ryan, on the last one. I missed Ottawa, Montreal, but last two were certainly more to the club's liking. I thought the feet were really moving, particularly last night.
Yeah, I think it's definitely the way we want the game to look. Last night, obviously, wasn't the perfect game. They had to push back in the second period, and we kind of fell off our game a bit. But for the most part, especially the way we came out in that first period yesterday is the way we want to play.
When you guys, games like that or stretches like that, guys like Patty are not going and stuff, it's so great to get efforts from other guys. And you see what Kopp has done lately, and a guy like Joe Morrow has played awfully well last night too.
Yeah, those are, you need that kind of help from everyone to get out of situations like that. And yeah, those are two great examples. Kopp's been playing really, really well. So is that line, scoring big goals for us. So, that's what you need down the stretch and into the playoffs. You need kind of contributions from everyone.
Say about him that he's been able to embrace the role. I mean, that's not always easy. We were asked to play fewer minutes but move back to your natural position. I mean, it's kind of a tough thing for a player like him, but how do you think he's handled it?
Yeah, he was with Laos and Tana for a while, and obviously that line was real well together, and I'm sure, it wasn't easy, a bit less ice time going to the fourth line, but he's embraced it and handled it like a professional and really, helped those guys and helped that line and made that line a threat for us.
You went through something similar when Paul came in last year. I mean, did you talk to Andrew at all about that? Or
not really. I mean, I feel like he handled it so well, and he's so mature, for his age, and the way he handled it was perfect. So, I knew a bit what he was going through, and that's kind of the sacrifices you have to make for the team sometimes.
When he plays that one game out of college that first season, and then gets a job the next season, did you identify him as a guy that has that hockey IQ? And maybe he doesn't have, he's not lighting it up, but it's a guy that gets some of the finer points that maybe we don't always see?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just the way he handled himself, on and off the ice. I feel like a lot of young kids come in and there's a big learning curve, and just the way you handle yourself as a pro and the way you take care of yourself off the ice. He came in right away, and he had a strong work ethic, and he was really disciplined off the ice, and he is perfect fit for the professional game.
You've seen sort of angry Dustin Byfuglien at various points in your career. I mean, where does yesterday's performance rank in that regard? A couple of bone-crushing hits again.
Yeah, he's one of those guys when there's games like last night, you're glad he's on your team and you don't have to play against him, because it seems like whenever he connects with a guy, he gets a lot of them, and it's tough. I mean, certain times I feel like he gets penalties just because of how big he is, what he can do to guys and how much stronger he is and how big he is. It's tough for him. I mean, he's always, flirting that line where if it was a, normal sized player, he might not get those penalties.
Sure. You've been through this before in your career. I mean, but the Jets haven't really been a buyer outside of last year. I mean, what's it like for players? You guys obviously are in a good position, first place in the West, but to know that maybe the team is on the lookout to bring in another forward just like last year. What's that like for guys? A lot of discussion, or just sort of take it as it comes, or how do you view it?
Yeah, honestly, it's not really talked about at all. I think we know as players, we don't really have any, control over that stuff. Or one of the biggest things we can do is just worry about trying to get our game ready down the stretch and put up as many wins as we can. But for us, yeah, it's not really something that's talked about or discussed in the dressing room.
You talked about a lot of other guys. I mean, you're going through one of your hottest stretches. What do you think of the way you've been playing, or what have been the keys to the 16 points in 17 games now?
Not too much. I just feel more confident right now, and it's crazy what confidence can do when you have it. It just feels like you feel lighter on your skates. You feel like you're not squeezing your stick as much. And it's not a huge change, but that definitely can make a big difference when you're playing.
How
about for tomorrow? You've had a lot of Eastern Conference games as of late, divisional foe coming in. Everybody knows about their top line. But what do you see as the rest of the Avalanche challenges here tomorrow?
Yeah, they're a really dangerous team, and that line has been one of the best in the league this year. So it's going to be a big challenge to shut them down and give them a tough game. And yeah, it's kind of nice to play another Western Conference team again.
I'm sorry if anyone asked you about Mark before I got here, but just Scheifele hit the 30 goal mark. What differentiates him from other young centers in this league?
You know, I think his path was a bit more unconventional. I feel like a lot of stars come in and they come in and they're good players and playing a ton of minutes right away. You know, they kind of took their time with his development and didn't rush him and let him develop at his own pace. And he's kind of gotten better and better every year. And just watching him this year, I feel like he's still getting better. And you know, to see that from year one, to watch him grow as a player has been pretty fun.
You think of the 30 and 57, how high he could get here, and Andrew's kind of joking yesterday, just kind of watch out for him. He's just getting started.
Yeah, I mean, it's true, though. I mean, you think he's reached a level, then he comes back next year, and he's on a different level again. And that just goes to how hard he works and how much he tries to improve his game every year.
And last one, just quickly for me on the inclusion of Nick Ehlers in the next couple of days. You guys don't think about lineups and who comes in and out. That's not your job. But what's it been like? Where's the most noticeable thing when he's not there? And what do you look forward to when he returns?
I think his speed is one of the main things. He's one of the faster players on our team. And when he's got the puck, it just seems like he finds another gear. So we definitely miss that about him. I think, too, something that I didn't really notice until he left is his ability to draw penalties when he is carrying the puck. And with that speed, you know, he makes guys haul him down a lot, and he draws a lot of penalties that way. So there's a lot of things you miss about having him in the lineup.